Thor's Hammer. Written by Brian Phillipson. Narrated by Steve Miller. Chapter 1. 0635 hours, 19th January 1991. Approximately 40 miles southeast of Talil, Iraq. The Tornado GR-1 of RAF 617 Squadron, better known as the Dam Busters, roared across the Iraqi desert at just under 100 feet and 350 miles per hour. In the front seat, Flying Officer Palm Denton kept a close eye on the terrain and his heads-up display. In the rear of the aircraft, Tigger Marshall had his head down, concentrating on the radar and other instruments. This was the third sortie they had flown in less than 30 hours. The Tornado was in a second wave of aircraft to attack their current objective. The first wave, flying 10 minutes in front of them, was made up of American F-16s who were tasked with destroying the radar and SAM systems, leaving the way for 617 Squadron to destroy the Scud launchers and weapons depot. The current 617 Squadron flew out of RAF Lazimuth and had been in the Gulf since hostilities started a few days earlier. Last waypoint passed, coming left 20 degrees. Point Alpha in 2 minutes, said Marshall from the back seat. Roger. Attack run in 2 minutes, confirmed Denton. At 350 miles an hour, they would cover the 100 feet to the desert floor in 0.2 seconds, thus the margin of error was vanishingly small. The risk was made worse at this time of the day, an hour or so before dawn, as the sky turned an overcast, muddy brown, making it indistinguishable from the desert floor rushing beneath them. Alpha, in 10 seconds. Begin climb. Denton eased back on the stick, and the warplane started to rise effortlessly into the clear, cold Iraqi sky. Passing Alpha in 3, 2, 1, mark, said Marshall, as he flicked several switches, giving basic flight control over to the computer. The plane would now approach the target at a pre-designed speed, altitude, and direction. Denton would take control in the last few seconds as they performed the pop-up slingshot maneuver. Until then, the aircraft would fly itself, leaving its crew free to check the switches and settings. Denton kept his hand resting lightly on the stick, ready to take control at the slightest hint of trouble. "How's it looking back there?" said Denton over in the plane communication center. "Everything's set and ready. Flight is on course and speed. Ready for pop-up in 1 minute. Mark." The Tornado GR-1 was in a loose three-plane formation coming at 30 seconds apart. Denton and Marshall would be the second plane on target. "No threat detected. Looks like the Americans have done a damn good job," reported Marshall. "All set for pop-up. Give me a 5 count and prepare for drop." "Roger, Pom." The maneuver was designed to pull the plane up into a steep climb while maintaining forward momentum. At just the right moment, their bomb would be released and, once free of the aircraft, continue on a parabolic course terminating in the destruction of their target. "Pop-up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pop-up." Denton pulled back smoothly on the stick and felt the Tornado leap into the sky. Holding it steady while feeding in power, he said, "Prepare for release. Now!" He felt the jolt as the bomb released and went on its predetermined way. Pulling back hard and to one side, he stood the plane on its wing and headed back towards the ground and away from the target at 90 degrees to their approach. As they leveled out from the turn, he hit the afterburners and the GR-1 sprang forward, pressing them both back into their seats. Suddenly, a sharp warbling scream filled the cockpit. "Radar lock! Brake! Brake!" shouted Marshall from the rear. Pulling the aircraft into a steep right bank and climb, Denton kept the afterburner on and called for flares and chaff. "Flares away," reported Marshall, as the starboard outer chaff and flare dispenser ejected the decoys. With the aircraft still pulling a tight right turn, the flares and chaff should be between them and the approaching missile, hopefully. Denton eased the twin turbo union RB-199-103 turbofan engines out of reheat and returned to level flight, but kept the banking turn right. The pressure suit of both pilots was fully inflated as they pulled through a positive 8G turn. That threat warning didn't come from the target. "There must be a separate air defense screen along our exit route," said Marshall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?